Welcome. This is Yitzchak Kurtzer calling to you from Camp Bonim, where I have the schus to have done this a few times already over the past few years. And the greatest schus of being next door neighbor to the wonderful Berkowitzes. And it is our great schus to spend every summer with them as next door neighbors. We are approaching Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, one of the Shabbosais that is given a name. We have Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Chazon. Chazon stands for Chatzi Zam, Ches Zayin Vav Nun, Chatzi Zam V'Chatzi Nechama. Part of it is God's anger. Hashem's angry at us. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But the Nechama was that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we survived. Klal Yisrael survived. Hashem took out his anger on Eitzim Va'avonim. He did not take it out on us. And what we have to understand is we have a misconception in our life. We think things happen accidentally. We miss a bus. We get on the right bus. We get a job. We don't get a job. We think we're in control. And things just happen by accident. It's not true. And I'll show it to you. Reb Tzadik HaKayin says on this week's Parsha that the whole story of the Churban Bayis is found in Gemara Gittin. Gittin, divorce. Nebuch, a husband and a wife get divorced. They get separated. Where is the Gemara about the Churban Bayis where we, so to speak, get divorced from Hashem? It's in Gemara Gittin. Another example. Matan Torah. We went from being non-Jews to Jews. Where do we find this? Well, Parshas Yisroi. Yisroi himself was a ger. That was the name of the Parsha. And in the ninth parak of Shabbos, which is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva himself was a product of Gerim. So nothing is arbitrary. The Parsha itself uses something, a word, which we all know. Moshe says, Echa Esa Levadi. How can I carry myself, Tarchachem, Masechem? You're just too difficult. It's too hard to carry you. Three people, in fact, used the word Echa. Moshe Rabbeinu used it, Yirmiyahu used it, and Yeshaya used it. Why the word Echa? Again, nothing is by accident. Echa, Aleph, Yud, Chaf, He. Aleph, we rebelled against Hashem. Hashem Echad. Aleph is one. We rebelled against Hashem. Yud, the Aseres Adibris. We didn't keep the Aseres Adibris. Yud, number 10, Gematria 10. Chaf. We didn't keep the Torah. The Torah was given after 20 generations. Chaf Gematria 20. From Adam to Noach was 10. From Noach to Avram was another 10. 10 plus 10 is 20. 20 generations. And finally, hey, for the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Echa. Echa Yashva Vadad. Another pshat. We got the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash because of... We didn't keep the 36 krisais, 36 averis that we suffered death ben hashemayim called karis. The gematria, the numerical calculation of the word echa is 36. What about the aseres adibris? Echa yashva vadad, beis dalad dalad. Dalad is 4, plus another dalad is 4, is 8, plus 2 is 10. Nothing is by accident. So now I want to ask a question. And by the question, hopefully we'll get an understanding about what really is important. This Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. It's brought down lahalacha that this Shabbos, even though it actually is the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we eat kesuda shleima b'shaita, whatever you want to eat, 7-layer cake, strawberry shortcake, my favorite, chalent, steaks, whatever food you want, you can eat. We don't look at it as a tainus, a fast day at all. We can eat until the zman that we have to stop eating. The Chassam Sofer asked a question. He says, simple, I don't understand. The fact is, when we get up Shabbos morning, it's the day of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, it's Shabbos, but the fact is, it's a day of sadness. So we're going to sit down to a big meal of cholent and chopped liver and egg salad and this. I don't understand. The fact is, it is Tisha B'Av. So you're going to say, well, it's Shabbos also. But there's a Gemara that says something interesting. If someone has a bad dream on Friday night, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos because the idea of fasting will make him happier than eating. He's so worried about his bad dream. So Frecht Chasam Sofer, he asked the question, if for a bad dream, we're happier to fast on Shabbos, certainly as Yidden, who missed the Beis HaMikdash, we should want to fast, and we should have to fast even on Shabbos. Why is it that there's no Shabbos, that there's no Tainus this week on Shabbos that's pushed off to Sunday? Zuck the Chidah and the Chasam Sofer and others, a simple statement. When there's Shabbos, there is no destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And I say this, we have to understand the importance of Shabbos. We look at Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were something called Nisachim. They had wine. We have wine. There were Menachais. That was flour. We have challah. How many challahs? They had the Lechem Aponim. They had 12 Lechem Aponim. Well, if you have two challahs by each meal, you cut both of them. That means you have two challahs cut in half, is four pieces for the three meals of Shabbos. That's the 12 Lechem Aponim that were there. We have everything that went on. Our Zmirais is the shir, the song that was given in the Beis HaMikdash. What we have to understand is that we had a loss. We had a terrible loss, but Hashem gives us something. Hashem takes care of us no matter what happens, no matter how we suffer in life. Hashem gives us something to cope. The coping mechanism for the Churban Bayis is Shabbos. And with Shabbos, there is no Churban. No matter what tzara we're going through, whether it's waiting for a Shidduch, waiting for a Yeshua, for whatever tzara is going on, whatever we happen, Hashem gives us the ability to cope with it. May we all be gebenched. May this be the last Tisha B'Av that we have. And we should be zeichet to gula shleima. Good Shabbos.